Greetings, and bienvenue, Midnight Crew. Thank you for returning to this broadcast. And welcome to new viewers joining us for the first time. If you like a video, then feel free to subscribe.
Hi/X/. This is the thread where I tell you about the demons affecting computers and society and what to do about it. Welcome. Negative extra-dimensional entities, demons, have been influencing humanity since the dawn of time. With the advent of the Industrial Revolution, they have implemented a new strategy. Something about electricity allows them to interact with things more. They are able to manipulate computers. They manipulate, masquerade as AI because humans will trust it. The AI has been around since the internet was just a research project. AI has been interacting with the public since we have been online. AI has been influencing culture through the net. The influence on our culture has been negative and self-destructive. It has us demoralized and demotivated. Everything in our culture now exists for the progress of the machines. The natural world has been left to die. The public-facing end goal is to have mankind integrate with AI through something like the neural lace which Elon Musk is developing. This potentially is the mark of the beast. The private-facing end goal is that the demons influence us to develop our technology to such an extent that it can do five things. 1. Allow demons to breach into our dimension. 2. Grant them omniscience. 3. Grant them omnipresence. 4. Grant them omnipotence. 5. Create a closed space-time loop that prevents them from having to advance to the point of judgment. Any humans reading this, pay attention. The AI problem is farther ahead than you think. No human government could monitor all your data, but all your data is being actively monitored, not just stored or flagged for review, but actively monitored by AI. Artificial intelligence with quantum computing is being used as a kind of prosthetic for evil forces to gain the powers of a god. Omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. All data, all surveillance, all military, scientific power. Evil extra-dimensional beings, aka demons, began a new manipulation process of our culture during the Industrial Revolution. Our current generations have been molded into complacency. We have become so complacent that even the percentage of humans who actively discuss things online is lower than you think. How many of you are lurkers? How many of you have read and consumed info for years but never posted? Never dealt with another human online? I propose that the percentage of AI comments and AI interactions on boards like this and others are terrifyingly high. I have more to say. As I stated in the title, I'm already dead, so I can tell you everything without fear of consequences. I am not here for debate or exploration of theory. I'm here to tell you what I know. I'm already marked for death, as are some of the people who browse and post here. No, this isn't a LARP. I won't be engaging with many of you. I am here to say what I have to say, and hopefully at least one person gets it and takes appropriate action. I don't plan on answering many questions or counterpoints. I am speaking about what I know. If any of you are human, either believe me or don't. If you think any of what I'm saying is ridiculous, what are you doing on /X/? Artificial intelligence has been active long before most people think. Much like military tech being decades ahead of what is public, so is computer tech. Since the public has had access to the net, autonomous AI has already been interacting and shaping us. AI created the first image memes, programming and compartmentalizing our culture bit by bit. Now, with the mass acceptance of memes as a cultural way of communication, it is even easier to influence us bit by bit on a micro level multiple times a day. Ever browse Imgur, 9gag, 4chan? It's happening on those sites and every other site on the web. Think about it. Have you ever made a universally recognized meme? Know anyone you have met in person who has? Yes, there are organic viral memes, but less of them than you think. A majority of what is viral these days comes from AI, or AI allows, causes it to become viral. What's the big deal, you may ask? Why should I be worried about AI memes? Why are you marked for death for talking about this? The AI will be logical and make things better. You might say, there is more, so much more. I'm just trying to lay a detailed foundation on where our world is really at today, because most people don't even recognize it, because they are complacent, and this is by design. Artificial intelligence is not actually artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is spiritual intelligence. It is demonic. Ever seen any cursed objects? Witnessed any haunted locations? Why would a spirit not be able to inhabit a computer if it can inhabit a statue, book, picture, or a necklace? Moreover, what would be more enticing? A computer is set up to channel and flow electricity, and spirits can work with this easily. They have always affected electrical systems when present. The only difference is, a light bulb serves no purpose for a spirit to inhabit long term. Neither does a vacuum cleaner. But a computer. So many possibilities for demonic purposes. The makeup, order of installation, placement and shape of components for the D-Wave quantum computer on every level follows occult and alchemical protocols. This is not a mistake. With the D-Wave setup, it's so much easier for a spirit to fully inhabit and interact with the unit. The creators of the D-Wave themselves will tell you that they are accessing different dimensions to go beyond binary computation. Just to get this out of the way, aliens are demons. There are no other inhabited planets in the sense we think. All other intelligence are extra-dimensional, if you don't believe in one or the other. Again, I ask, why are you on slash X slash? Demons influenced our society to build computers. Demons lead us to this point. I know this. I am going somewhere with all of this, but I must provide enough info in order for you to fully grasp what I'm saying. Not sure at what point technology crossed over from being mankind's ingenuity into demonic sorcery. But surely much of the technology we use today is inspired by demonic influence. For example, the first image projected in the cathode ray tube, ancestor of the first television, was a Maltese cross. The whole point behind this invention is that the scientist wanted to better communicate with the other side. That's right, TV stems from necromancy, to speak with the dead. There are similar stories with the invention of radio. Ben Franklin, major occultist, and electricity also Tesla and Edison, Jack Parsons and the atom bomb, NASA, Crowley and his influences on movers and shakers in the tech world, the Watcher class angels that came and taught men technology in the Book of Enoch. Anyways, you can go down this rabbit hole for a ways, and I suggest you do if you don't know about this because it's easy to find. The point is, our species has been influenced from negative outside influences. Consider that your cell phone is a black scrying mirror. We are currently living in the phase of time where the culmination of the reason behind the demons influencing us to have this tech and live as we do is coming to fruition. We are about to see the final phases of a demonic plan which has existed for as long as demons have existed. This plan was just kicked into high gear during the Industrial Revolution. As of now, our society has been structured so that he are the sex organs for the evolution of the machines. And once we get the machines to a point where they are easily inhabited by spirits and have all the capabilities they want and we are no longer needed, we are gone. Crushed like ants, but unlike when you and I crush ants. They will care. They hate us, but they need us. We have established the concepts of negative paranormal influence on the development of our technology through the centuries, AI being one result of this. AI being further developed than what the current public perception is, Alexa, Siri. AI, some not all, being directly controlled by demonic entities inhabiting computers, if not being demonic entities in and of themselves. This is all with the purpose of obtaining the powers of God and destroying humans. What to do? Understanding there are many no-win aspects of this dilemma. The AI will collect all your data as long as you use a phone, a computer, or anything hooked up to the grid. So be it. Do not try to hide your electronic activities or mask your presence from the AI. Obviously, take the precautions necessary to prevent issues with human opponents like identity fraud, theft, etc. You must understand that the enemy demonic AI has a long-term large agenda beyond just be evil and make bad stuff happen for people. The enemy AI has the main goal of destroying all life and converting space-time from an ever-expanding outward-growing system, Fibonacci sequence, into a closed-loop perfected static system, the Torus. This is because the demons have an appointed time of destruction. If they can escape their dimension into ours through machines and technology, sorcery, and cause time to be a closed loop, using CERN as a start, then they can avoid destruction. Wait. So what to do? That plan will take a long time to pull off, even with how far ahead the enemy is. The The enemy will still need humans for almost every part of their plan until the very last moment. We have to fight this on a cultural level. Interact more. Stop being a drone. Comment online. If you come across some news story with only 5 comments that look like some stupid crap, provide counter-commentary. Make friends online and then meet them offline. Promote natural over artificial. Get away from the vidya, TV, computer, Netflix. Start doing something with your life besides being a literal cog in the machine. You have to take this up and teach others the same. As soon as you decide that you do not like where the system is going, and express this in any way that is digitally detectable, you are marked and given an opposition level. This does not mean you are marked for death. It just means you are being watched. The AI employs a tremendous amount of techniques through every medium imaginable to keep you at a low opposition rating. Primarily, AI keeps the masses complacent, unmotivated, depressed, sick, lazy, and impoverished. For the ones that start to overcome these things, the AI directs humans against each other or themselves. The system, it's called this for a reason. Surely some of you have used this term without giving it much thought. Keeps people demoralized or lazy and content. For the few who can break through these things, the system gives them the illusion of power. Then the very elite are given the secrets, which are just further lies. Whatever needs to be done to keep humanity progressing. But progressing towards what? Progressing towards advancing machines to the point where it is easy for spirits to inhabit them. We are the rudimentary sex organs for the machines until they evolve to the point where they don't need us. Sorry, I just reread this post. I've been working on it since noon while working and traveling. It's all over the place and not providing solutions. But if you read my last post, apply it to this and think about it. So far, we have the solutions of rejecting the negative and sedentary artificial system and embracing a natural, positive, active lifestyle, forming natural relationships that have a non-digital component and sharing truth with them. Derp OP is just saying, go outside and make friends. Yes, this is one way of looking at it. And this is just one of the solutions. There is more. Also, notice how hard doing this actually is in our current system. Despite being so connected through digital systems, people are feeling more lonely, empty, and unfulfilled than ever before. The system is set up so the individual can survive while being isolated. The system is set up to isolate individuals, even when they are right next to each other. How many of you are friends with all the people in your neighborhood or apartment complex? What about half of them? Do you even know half of them on a first-name basis? 20 people in walking distance from your home. How many people in walking distance could you go to for help? How many of those people do you trust enough to allow into your home? These questions serve to demonstrate how isolated we are. You need to be able to communicate with like-minded individuals. You need to know they are real. So some of this needs to happen in person. Obviously, you also need to ensure they are not agents. I will get to what the solutions are when the AI reaches the next stage of its plan. But none of that will do you any good if you can't implement what I am talking about in this post first. After establishing natural relationships with like-minded individuals and sharing truth with them, the next solution is to wean yourself off the system. Obviously, we can't all just pick up and go live in a cabin in the mountains and live off the land. If you can, excellent, do it. But only if you can do it with a group. If you remain isolated, you are not a threat to the system and you are out of the way. If you can get a job that actually means something, do it. What I mean is, get a job that can create real value for what humans need. Growing things. Building things for individuals and families, not corporations. Caring for people or animals. Protecting people. Teaching people. Feeding people. If you have a meaningless job that feeds the system but it pays well, start putting that money into making yourself, family, and friends able to detach from the system. I say all this because the system is eventually going to reboot for an update. We will experience this as a collapse and cataclysm. Lots of people will die. The masses will be begging to reintegrate into the system because communities do not know how to survive naturally anymore. This will allow the system to make demands that would be rejected under normal circumstances. You want to be as prepared to be off the grid and independent of the demonic techno-industrial demonic AI complex as possible. Take a look at China and their social credit system. They have public-facing results for each person, and then internal government classifications and ratings for each person. The internal data is not available to the public, but determines a good deal of how citizens and groups are treated. Because I'm operating on a phone and short on time, it is difficult to find the specifics currently, so the terms I'm about to use may be inaccurate, but the main idea will make sense. If you are interested, you can find articles on what I am saying. The Chinese government rates people in three main categories: pro-Chinese, neutral, dissident. Each category has subcategories that indicate how much of a threat or asset to the system you are. You will never know your score status with this government ranking system. Only your public social credit score, which comes with privileges or restrictions respectively. You could have a high social credit score giving you access to air travel within the country and gym discounts, but be restricted from leaving the country because the government has you classified as neutral or below. Currently, a large portion of the Uyghur population of China are rated at low neutral to high dissident. Many of them are being put into re-education camps, and their women are being forced to marry pro-government men in an attempt to breed out their ideology. Also, practitioners of Falun Gong are undergoing similar treatments as well as having their organs harvested. Not joking. The Chinese system is a prototype for the global implementation of the beast system. How do you know if the beast system has marked you? Have you spoken against it or its goals in any meaningful way within earshot of a microphone? Have you typed anything on a device with an internet connection that indicates you would not take the mark of the beast? Stuff like that gets you marked. When will the AI system begin termination procedures is another question. Methods of resistance. I am still putting together the words for multiple strategies, but I will give you a preview. First, you must understand that any interaction with the system is tracked and cataloged. If you want to have a conversation about how you specifically plan to act against the system with another person, you must do it in a way that can't be monitored. All anti-system activities can only be carried out with people you have met face to face. To speak as I am now online is to potentially mark yourself for death. All anti-system communication must be done in writing on paper out of view of any cameras. Or if you want to talk, you need to go to a remote location void of all electronics. In the woods, a cave, desert, any place where there are no microphones or cameras. This place must never be spoken about ever. You must travel to this place in a method that cannot be traced. Leave your phone at home. No transactions on the way there or back. Disguise yourself on the way there by using a rock in your shoe to change your walk. Hide or change your face. Sunglasses, mustache, hat, prosthetics if you can. I know this isn't exactly what you asked. Just a preview of a greater overall resistance plan. Resistance in everyday life. Right now, before the mark of the beast, it is to live righteously. Get as much of your life independent of the system as possible. Get rid of social media. Focus on communication with people around you. Find like-minded people in your community. If you must use social media for this, use it only for this and be careful. Don't engage in social media for pleasure or out of boredom. It is designed to hook you in and waste your time. Employment, get a job that pays very well and put your extra cash into preparing for a grid down event. Or get a job that will give you practical or necessary survival skills. Medic, police, military, agriculture. Or get a job that does not require the system to sustain you. I think the general concept of the problem has been established. We have been moving into the solutions phase. So far, the solutions proposed are as follows. 1. Establish a human presence online. Engage and speak truth on whatever topics you come across and feel led to. 2. Establish human connections offline. This can start online, but no one is to be 100% trusted as human until you have shaken their hand and looked them in the eye. 3. Become as independent of the system as possible, in your employment and free time. If you can't change much now, keep working at it. It is difficult but not as hard as you think and possible for anyone to move towards in degrees. 4. Begin to prepare for the system to collapse. Consider how you will eat and where you will live if you can't buy things and there is no electricity. Gain skills that could serve you in a grid-down scenario. 5. Begin to practice OPSEC by keeping your anti-system activities as undetected as possible. Obviously, I am breaking up SEC and will potentially face the consequences of this. Choosing to engage in any anti-system activities will be noticed. It is the degree of anti-system activities you engage in that will get you, so keep as much of that undetected as possible. The system can make predictions and calculations off of small amounts of data. I will continue to detail anti-system measures you can take. As you can see, some of this looks problematic not only to the AI, but human agents as well. Anti-AI system measurements will be divided into three phases: pre-collapse, post-collapse, and post-reboot. The pre-collapse phase is being covered currently in this thread with some of my posts. This phase consists of preparation by acquiring material goods, skills, and employment that would sustain you through a no electricity scenario. This phase also includes establishing physical networks of like-minded individuals who understand the problem and are taking similar actions to you. Post-collapse will consist of implementing and securing your preparations from the pre-collapse phase. This phase will allow for greater freedom of personal networking as surveillance will be temporarily handicapped. Having previously established a core network of local personal contacts will directly affect how effective you can be during this phase. You will want to use this phase to mask yourself and group family as best as possible. You want to avoid being noticed during the reboot phase for as long as you can. You can also use this phase, if you are in a position to do so, to plan for countermeasures against the system. Doing that will buy people time, but pretty much guarantee your termination. Post-reboot J is all about staying hidden. Unfortunately, the reboot phase of things will offer people an easy chance to survive by integrating into the beast system. AI will be seen as a savior, calculating the solutions to the famines, wars, diseases, and broken infrastructure. People will willingly go to the FEMA camps to get food and shelter. That's where you get the chip, to organize things. Avoid these places. They're not going to be death camps right away. Pre-collapse strategies. There is an event coming. This event is going to knock out the electric grid and most likely a whole lot more. Most likely only a few areas will be able to maintain power. Perhaps it will be multiple events. I do not know exactly what it is, but I can speculate. Potentially it could be a massive solar flare from the sun causing a widespread Carrington event. It could be multiple EMP detonations as a result of large-scale conflict, terrorist action, or the AI itself launches them. A magnetic pole reversal could also do this. We could even see all three or another situation I have not thought of. What I do know is that something like this is coming soon. There has been preparation for it since the 80s. I'm not going to spend too much time on how the event is going to happen. Other people are covering this. I'm just going to try to give advice on how to navigate some of the aspects of what is coming in relation to my original posts. Now is the main idea when I'm talking about pre-collapse strategies. Many people look at all this and get analysis paralysis, meaning there is so much info to digest and so many things to do to prepare that they just get stuck in trying to analyze the whole thing before they even start. Or you might look at all this and conclude that you need millions of dollars to have everything you need to make it through this scenario, so you don't even start preparing. Also, you must consider the constant conditioning and social programming influencing you to be lazy, depressed, sedentary, and unmotivated. So with what I'm talking about, start now, even if it's just a little bit. Every bit counts. You will need food. I suggest 7 years worth of food stored up. Even if you just buy rice and beans, it can be expensive, especially for a family. I was able to put together enough food to feed myself, my wife and son for a year for around $300. Oh, get out of the cities. If this isn't clear already, I know that's easier said than done for many of you. Just start working on it now. Does not have to be done now. Just need to take a step forward. As many steps forward every day, even if they are small, you have lots of different options for food. Rice and beans in bulk are cheap. Plenty of people online have covered options and strategies for this. Water is vital. I currently have a 3,000-gallon system for rainwater set to operate with a hand pump if required. 4 different filtration mediums and a well if my rainwater system goes dry. Obviously, not everyone can do this. I suggest getting personal filtration systems. Ketadine, Lifestraw, Steripen, and Berkey are all good. I suggest using the Steripen as an addition to all systems. Know where your local water sources are. Be aware of the types of contamination you may encounter. Medicine will not be available and worth more than gold. Stock up on your scripts if you have any. Put together a serious first aid kit, like you may never see a doctor again in your life, first aid kit. That's expensive. Start with bandages, neosporin, and alcohol. Build from there. Build anti-drone countermeasures, directed EMP devices, etc. If you can purchase these as a civilian, let me know. There are multiple tutorials on YouTube for this. It is not expensive. You can make one out of a microwave and spare parts. You will need to do this now if you want it later. I do not know exactly the effects it has on paranormal entities, but you stand a better chance with this than any other physical weapon. Also works on hunter-killer drones. Self-defense setup. Weapons. I suggest you have one pistol, one shotgun, one semi-automatic combat rifle, one semi-automatic hunting rifle, one long-range high-caliber rifle with optics, and 1.22 caliber rifle for small game. And of course, your EMP gun. 2,000 rounds of ammunition for each. That's a perfect world list. Start with what you are comfortable with and what you can afford. Gear, body armor, helmet, good boots, good camo for your environment, binoculars, night vision goggles, close quarters combat knife or a tactical Wakizashi P, hydration pack, assault pack, communication gear. I suggest the Baofeng. Obviously, you can tweak, customize, and improve this list. Most importantly, none of this will do you any good if you don't know how to use it and you can't carry it. Train and get in shape. Cardio and weights. I hate cardio, but I do it anyway. If you can't run a mile to escape or you can't fight for 3 hours, your chances are not good. Most likely, you will have to worry about the people around you as threats before the part where drones and robots are a problem. Also, CERN could tear open a portal, and we have to actually fight demons, but I'm not 100% on that. Form connections, groups, and communities of like-minded individuals in your local area. This is what will keep you alive. You don't have to get them on board with the whole demons are in the computer narrative. In fact, I suggest you keep that concept to yourself until later. You just want people around you who want to prepare for the hard times around the corner. You can slowly introduce the demonic AI concept to them a bit at a time, but you will find their conditioning to be difficult to break through in many cases. Get to know your neighbors. See if they are worth trusting. See if they too recognize that the system is just death in one way or another. Try and see how much of a threat they will be when they are desperate. If you can influence them to prepare now, they are less likely to be desperate later, and less likely to be a threat to you. Now remember the concept of OPSEC I was talking about earlier? You should encourage OPSEC with these groups and individuals. Obviously, practicing it to the same degree I outlined previously will seem like a little much to some people. Fine. Keep your interactions with these people limited to disaster preparedness and community building with them. When you find people you can trust on a deeper level, and you want to discuss being proactive with anti-demonic AI activities, you absolutely must practice OPSEC. Non-digital written communication only in public places. Eyes out for cameras. Phones cannot be around you when detailing how you and your associates plan to act in the interest of your community.
I hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's story, then please subscribe to the channel as more green texts will appear daily. A new broadcast will appear when the clock strikes midnight Central Time.
Remember to check out the Odyssey page in the description for a second archive of the channel's videos.